To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, news listeners, and welcome to your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of August, 2022. Here comes the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Google Play Games. It's not just for the U.S. anymore. That's right, Google Play Games Beta, yes, like everything else at Google, is now open to other parts of the world, including Korea. We're assuming that's probably South. Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, and even Australia. Now, right now, the catalog of games is actually restricted to Chromebooks. That's about to change, however, though, because soon it'll be available running natively on PCs, including for users in the said countries. Now, no, the open beta is still not worldwide yet, and we don't know when it's going to be, if at all. Now, even though Windows users have access to Android apps, it's still a no-go for Google Play Games. Though we have heard Google will be bringing its catalog of Android games to PCs sometime soon. As far as the beta is concerned, it includes 50 games at launch, and once it does get up and running on PCs, you best be running Windows 10, have a solid-state drive, at least 8 gigabytes of RAM, and make sure your hardware virtualization is turned on. Now, we've reported earlier this week on the podcast about iPad OS 16 and iOS 16 being released separately. It was just rumors at that time, but now Apple is confirming it is true. This is actually the first time this has happened in years. As far as when iOS 16 will arrive, probably sometime after Apple's event on September 7th. Maybe even the day of would be nice. But iPad OS, it isn't going to be with us till fall. In fact, Apple won't offer iPad OS 16.0 to everybody. According to Apple, it will go straight to iPad OS 16.1 for the public build. Apple may plan to release iOS 16.1 and iPad OS 16.1 simultaneously then. So everything is back in sync. Again, just a theory, we don't know. By all accounts, though, the rumors that were coming from Bloomberg seem to be true, that Apple still has to resolve a few stage manager issues in iPad OS, and that's why it won't be released till later. So one has to wonder, if there's no new iPad OS for September 7th, will there be new iPads? Yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that. And finally, seems that Amazon doesn't care. Let me explain. That's because Amazon's going to shut down Amazon Care. For those of you unfamiliar, that was the virtual health service that actually first launched in 2019. However, though, according to Amazon and the Washington Post, they made the decision to shut it down, actually informing employees on Wednesday of this week. Now, the biggest reason why for the shutdown is because it's coming on the heels of Amazon's planned acquisition of the subscription-based primary care company, One Medical, meaning Amazon Care is not really needed anymore when everything can just be blended into one. Not to mention, Amazon seems to also be keen on buying Signify Health. Yes, another healthcare company, except this one makes technology for at-home healthcare. As far as Amazon Care, operations will actually end at the end of this year. No word yet how Amazon's going to roll others over into the new healthcare system, or if they even will. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. You hear me talk about it every single show. So get on over there and check out all the BTN content today. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network. But definitely come join the BTN community today. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun, because that's all that's happening over there at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday, have an even better weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.